Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Thursday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. Our main man, Lance Storm, is going to join us today. Yes, a rare Thursday appearance with Lance. But hey, tonight is TNA Impact, so we can talk to him about that. And we got a lot of news. Worlds Collide is tomorrow. SmackDown is tomorrow. We got an interesting edition of Collision, which is taking place on Saturday, which we're going to talk about here, as well as, you know, all of these NXT, what do they call it next week? Homecoming? We got to talk about Homecoming. Got an update on that. And then all of the news. Jerry the King Lawler pulled out of some upcoming personal appearances due to an undisclosed health-related reason. Hopefully everybody's all right with him. We got more on WrestleMania in Saudi Arabia. It's coming in 2027, and there was more information about this on the Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave Meltzer for subscribers last night, so we'll talk about that. Plus the WWE schedule for the end of the year. NXT numbers. The show did fine. Again. So whatever's going on with television hasn't really been affecting NXT. And we'll also talk about price increase for WWE tickets. They pretty much announced that. And if you have some disposable income, you can get a Mr. Iguana La Yesca plush. But you'll be paying almost as much as a WWE ticket. So all of that, plus the Dynamite Report as we do every Wednesday. We'll talk about everything that happened on that show and plenty more. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. FRWOnline@gmail.com. F4W Online, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for the previews to start in a movie theater.
Hey, you want anything? Popcorn? Soda? No, nothing?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today. And many people have noted it's 9/11. And WWE just announced WrestleMania in Saudi Arabia. So impeccable timing on the part of WWE.
Or on the part of Saudi Arabia.
And yes, I actually can hear your dog snoring. Sorry to interrupt. Golly. Is he all right?
He's fine.
Jiminy Christmas. So anyway, yeah, WrestleMania is going to Saudi Arabia. And this will be 2027. And we talked about this on Observer Radio last night. I was told that, obviously, and they ain't going there just for WrestleMania. They're going to get the whole weekend. So it'll be a SmackDown, a two-night WrestleMania, and a Monday Raw. And
Hall of Fame as well, I would assume.
Yeah, I mean, all that kind of stuff. But, I mean, the big events are those four. And, you know, based on what they get for your regular Saudi Arabia show, which is $50 to $60 million, this weekend will be worth well in excess of $100 million. They are going to make a lot of money. And according to Dave, they're already talking about all of these matches they want to do. And essentially, they're going with the idea that they can do anything they want. If anybody is willing to come out of retirement to do a match, whether that's The Rock, Stone Cold, The Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, I don't know if Triple H can physically wrestle, but, I mean, anybody, they're going to be putting it together for the craziest WrestleMania of all time. And apparently, WWE wanted to do 2028, but the original Saudi state was formed in, I guess it was 18, 19, 20... It's 300 years ago in 2027. So the 300th anniversary will be 2027, and that's why they wanted that date. It is amazing. It is absolutely amazing when you think about it. It is the 300th anniversary of the original Saudi state, and they want to celebrate it with WrestleMania. And meanwhile, we've got the 1776 anniversary coming up next year. And I think it's 250 years or whatever. And on that date, it will be celebrated with a UFC event at the White House. What world am I living in? Like, all of these gigantic anniversaries, and everyone's first thought is, we must do something involving combat sports, professional. It's crazy. It's crazy. But anyway, that's it. Can you put the mic down by the dog? Now he's going to stop. Nope, he didn't. Golly. I mean, don't kick him, but can you nudge him a little bit so he...
I'm not kicking my dog.
No, don't kick him, I said, but can you nudge him a little bit? Hey, buddy, buddy, wake up there.
Yeah.
All right.
It'll be interesting with
wrestling,
with Mania in Saudi Arabia. Obviously, all the indie shows and WrestleCons of the world aren't going to Saudi Arabia.
Very unlikely.
Interesting if they try to do something as a group somewhere in the States for all those fans that might not be too happy that WrestleMania is no longer available to them live.
Well, what Dave mentioned, and this is not confirmed, okay? But apparently it has been discussed of the idea of doing two WrestleManias for those fans. So basically, they will give WrestleMania to the Saudis in 2027, make their $100-plus million, and then that same year there will be a second WrestleMania weekend for fans to travel to. So that's unconfirmed, but that seems to be one of the working ideas of attempting to do a year with two WrestleManias. Which, I mean, when you talk about, like, two WrestleManias, and then now we've got a two-night SummerSlam, and then they want to make WrestlePalooza on par with WrestleMania and SummerSlam. It's kind of like...
You're going to the well once too
often. We are. But, hey, you know what? Not to interrupt your thoughts, Lance, but I should bring this up because it's on that same topic. So they had an interview with Mark Shapiro, and he basically, you know, explained this Vince McMahon fella. He priced tickets for families. He wasn't so much focused on maximizing ticket prices. He wanted families, and this is what Shapiro said. I don't know what Vince is thinking, but that's what he said. And he basically said that we could be making a lot more. And so for those of you that think that wrestling tickets, WWE tickets are too high, I hate to break it to you, but they're planning on raising them even more. So I think they're going to keep raising ticket prices until they finally price the majority of fans out of events, at which point they will then drop ticket prices.
There's a lot of kids that were introduced and became wrestling fans because their parents or grandparents took them to live events. And they became fans, and then they started watching on television. I think this may be short-sighted that... give fans a decent price so they can attend live and get hooked. They will watch your television show, and then you can sell that television show for billions of dollars in TV rights fees. I don't know if you need to price gouge your grassroots.
Well, I mean, the issue here, I'm not defending the increase in ticket prices, but I'm telling you what's going on here. And that is, it's a publicly traded company. And the TKO stock just hit an all-time record. And he's not talking to you, the wrestling fan. He's talking to shareholders. And he's explaining that we're going to be making a lot more money because there's still a lot more money to be made here on tickets. And, you know, obviously the fans are the lifeblood of keeping the thing alive. But, you know, in the meantime, what they need to do is they need to keep those shareholders happy. And the day will come where they need to drop ticket prices. But that day is not now.
Yeah, it's not just wrestling. Eventually, the very rich will realize that the middle and lower class are their grassroots, and you can't just kill them off so you can get richer.
So anyway, anything else on WrestleMania in Saudi?
I'm curious if how upset fans will be, and if WrestleCon or heck, maybe even AEW decides to run a big event so fans can attend live in the U.S.
You know, they also, I should mention this because he had another comment. It's not just fans that are I don't want to say gouged, although some people would. But he basically said, cash kills. The most important thing to me is cash. And this goes for cities. He goes, if we have a St. Louis going up against a Des Moines, Iowa, and you want us back there, and you've broken records and sold out both your arenas, you have to pay for us to come back or else we're going to take it to another town. That goes for NXT, Raw, SmackDown, UFC. I mean, they're charging everybody as much as they can. And if not, they'll just go to another town. So, I mean, the good news, if you're a wrestling fan, is
TNA and AEW exactly. are reasonably priced tickets.
Well, not only that, but like, there's going to be a lot of buildings and towns that are going to be happy to bring in AEW and TNA because they can't get WWE because another town's willing to pay more money. So in the end, this is, you know, in some ways, good for the wrestling business. If you're strictly a WWE fan, this is not good news for you. But if you just want to buy a ticket to go to a wrestling show with your kids, I mean, you're going to have a lot of options. If you got a lot of money, you can go to WWE. If you don't got a lot of money, you can go to AEW. You can go to TNA. And I'm sure that all of these companies that build shows and weekends run WrestleMania, hey, there's all in, there's all out, there's Bound for Glory. You know, there's a lot of different shows that you'll be able to build around. Won't be as big as Mania, but, you know, maybe you can make it as big. So, that's the update. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215.
800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Apparently I've been putting Mike Sempervivi in the description over and over. Old habits die hard, brother. He's still here in spirit.
How long did Mike have a run for? He was on forever.
Forever. Decades, it seems like. At least a decade. I want to mention that another thing mentioned on the Observer Radio show tonight, which I don't know if we'll ever find an actual answer to this question, but I was specifically told that Stephanie Vaquer is not injured. Dave said that he asked WWE and they said minor injury. I was told something is up, but she's not hurt. So all I can tell you is this. She was not on Raw Monday, and she was scheduled to be there. They were going to do a contract signing, and she wasn't there. I believe she wasn't at the London shows either. And they were very vague on Monday. They said we believe the match is good for the pay-per-view, but it was very vague. And then, like, the next night she just shows up on NXT, and they announce a match for the following week. So, I mean, she wasn't at Raw to get cleared. I mean,
could have been an immigration issue. Who knows?
Yeah. But anyway, she is wrestling next weekend. So I was told not injured, but something's going on. And then I do want to talk about this as well, because I've had a lot of people talking about this one. Last night on Dynamite, they announced a tournament for a shot at the unified title coming up at All Out, okay?
Not the Continental Classic.
No, this is the unified title, which is the Continental belt and all of the other belts, which, does anybody remember what belts they are? It doesn't matter. But the point is, they announced there's going to be a three-way for the unified title at the pay-per-view. And they are doing three matches to determine who goes into the three-way. So the matches are Máscara Dorada versus Beast Mortos, Takeshita versus Anthony Bowens, and Michael Oku versus Okada. And I heard that, and I thought, what? Who's the champion? Because I thought I knew who the champion was. I thought it was Okada. And I went and looked, and in fact, it is Okada. So they announced three qualifiers for a shot at Okada's title, and Okada is in a qualifier.
And three qualifiers for two spots.
Three qualifiers for three spots. It's going to be a three-way.
Well, the champion has to be in it, so you only need two spots.
Well, no, apparently not, according to this, because in theory, if Oku beats Okada, Okada is not in the match for his belt.
Unless his match with Oku is for the title.
Well, here's the thing, okay?
Sounds really dumb.
Here's the thing. On the show, they showed a graphic for this, and there was no mention that Okada's title on the line, okay? When Excalibur promoted this verbally, there was also no mention of Okada's title being on the line. Now, I woke up this morning and people told me, no, the title is on the line. And I said, what are you talking about? So I went on Twitter, and what I can tell you is Tony Khan on Twitter announced that Okada's title is on the line against Michael Oku. Now, if you want to ask why Michael Oku is getting a shot at the Continental, I can't answer this question for you, okay? But it was announced on Twitter, and I did this morning, I went out of my way to go back. It was never mentioned on the show that the title was on the line. So that is the update. Michael Oku and Okada is for the title per Tony Khan on Twitter. Got it?
Tournament to declare who should get a shot at the title.
Yes. He has to qualify to defend his own title in this tournament. Got it, everybody? All right. I don't know why they had to make it so complicated, but they did. So there you go. By the way, man, this is Michael Oku. He's great. Love the guy. Friend of the show. Nice fella. But how in the world did he get a title shot before a hologram? Can anyone answer this question for me? Hologram's 30-0, everybody. 30 wins, no losses. This guy can't even get in a qualifier for this tournament. But Michael Oku, he's got his shot. So there you go. All right, what else do we have here today? There's actually news for once in our lives. It's kind of been slow lately. Jerry the King Lawler, set to miss some upcoming personal appearances. Undisclosed health reason. He was scheduled for Horror Hound 2025, but he is not there due to personal matters. Lex Luger is the replacement. And he is, quote, focusing on some health issues, according to PW Insider. He did suffer a stroke in 2023 and a knee replacement in 2024. He did say in March, I feel good. My knees are a little under the weather. Had my right knee replaced 7 months ago. And they say it takes about a year to get that back to normal. Then the left knee needs to be replaced. I'm going to wait a while on that one. Something that's here constantly every day is basically the impact of the stroke. I want to say gotten over. I haven't gotten over it. The effects are always there. Whole right side of my body is damaged. Can't really write too good. Can't draw worth a darn. Still can still sign an autograph, he says. But other than that, he feels fine. So hopefully whatever's going on with him, he's all right soon. But, you know, that's another one. You know, Jerry the King Lawler. I don't know if you guys ever watched Lawler wrestle, but both knees need to be replaced.
Well, he is 75 and did a fist drop.
He did do the fist drop off the middle rope. Forever. Yeah.
I know 75-year-old people that need knee replacements that never wrestled. The not being able to draw anymore as an artist must be frustrating.
That must suck.
So all the best to Jerry anyway.
All right. We got some schedule updates for WWE. The annual tradition of WWE running Madison Square Garden appears to be done this year. It's not happening. They are running a Madison Square Garden show on November 17th. And it will serve as John Cena's final appearance in that building as an active wrestler. November 17th, Madison Square Garden. PLEs and AEW pay-per-views head-to-head. No more planned at this point after the All Out show next weekend when we'll have WrestlePalooza and All Out kind of going head-to-head. They moved All Out. But, you know, I did hear... And if you remember what we were talking about with Mark Shapiro and, you know, the way they do business, this is exactly what I said was going to happen. There are a lot of discussions about this, what they're going to do head-to-head next. And I knew when he moved that show, I knew when he blinked, it was going to be trouble. And be ready for that in 2026 because, I mean... It's too late to move this show. I actually thought there was a chance that once Tony moved it earlier, WWE was going to move it earlier as well. Apparently, they decided it's too late to do that. But they're going to be moving shows. They're going to be doing extra shows to make sure he can't move it to an unopposed time. I mean...
Yeah, go to head-to-head with the WWE show, and if they bump it earlier, have a NXT show in your back pocket for the afternoon.
Yep. So... I knew it would happen, and they pretty much have talked about it internally. So that's what's coming up next for those battles. We got NXT, 654,000 viewers, and a .14. So basically the same as last week, which is, you know, .14 is not great. But if you look at like the rest of the TV, not bad. So
.14.
0.14 there. 0.14. And yes, if you want a Mr. Iguana La Yeska plush puppet, $60 for this puppet. $60! Which I guess if you compare it to, like, what are they selling? They were selling something else. I know Alexa's doll is super expensive. Oh, is a Finn Balor's doll was $100 mm-hmm. for that doll. So, there you go. All right, what's on Impact tonight?
Is the big Moose AJ Francis match, which we talked about on Tuesday. The main event is the System versus the Nemeths. Joe Hendry will be in action, and we will hear from, I believe, Mike Santana.
There you go. So Mike Santana and Trick, is that taking place at Bound for Glory?
That is the plan. His 50 days before he has to defend a title will fall by then, and he is booked to defend the title at BFG.
I don't know what's going to happen. Because you don't tell
either,
me
but
nothing.
But I know what I want to happen.
You did. Hey, listen, when Mike Santana lost that multi-person match and everybody was up in arms, I mean, I wasn't a fan of the way they did the finish, but I said this is exactly what they did with Joe Hendry. He had that one match, which was a multi-person, and everybody thought he was going to win the title, and he didn't, and they were up in arms. And I said he's going to win it in a singles match. And now we've got Trick and Santana at the biggest show of the year, and I think he's winning that title. I could look like a fool, but we shall see. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here. Wrestling Observer Live. Lance is joining us. Where is this? Lance hasn't seen the Lola Vice video. It's right before the main event.
Okay.
It's right before Fatal Influence, Soul, and Tizzy in that elimination match.
I will check it out as soon as we're wrapped up here.
All right. This guy, this Lola Vice's dad is, I say with all due respect, the biggest gimmick I've ever seen. I mean, I don't think Billy Graham, superstar Billy Graham, I'm trying to think of anyone in wrestling who was more outrageous than this guy. I can't think of anybody. Anybody?
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I'll check it out.
All right. Worlds Collide is tomorrow. Vikingo versus Dominic for the mega title. Psycho Clown of Pagano versus The New Day. Natty and Fabi Apache for the Reina de Reinas number one contendership. Finn Balor and Roxanne versus Mr. Iguana and Lola Vice. Hijo de Dr. Wagner Jr., who may be getting a name change here, versus Dragon Lee, JD, and Ethan Page. And La Parca, Mascarita Sagrada, Octagon Jr., Nino Ambergesa, Cruz del Toro, Joaquin Wilde, Lince Dorado, and Mini Abismo Negro is scheduled for the Lucha Showcase. Couple of notes. Number one, I actually was this close. Somebody actually had a front row ticket for me.
Oh, man.
But
drive it?
Well, I can't drive it. I won't make it if I drive. I actually probably could if I left now. But
is it Friday or Saturday?
It's Friday. And then, like, the ticket prices for the airfare, $600-something dollars. I was like, I don't know, man. Plus, I have heard there's at least one person on this show that ain't going to be on the show. It's not due to injury, but I don't think they can get into the country. So, anyway, it's not like I would go just for that person, but... Buffalo to Vegas can't be more than 18 hours in a car. Let's find out. How would I do this? Google Maps?
That's a long round trip, though, brother.
Well, I've done it before. Let's see. Las Vegas.
So the show's going head-to-head with SmackDown?
No, it's earlier. Actually, I don't know. I thought it was moved earlier in the day, but the ticket I saw said the evening, so I'm not entirely sure. All right, directions. From my house, obviously. Yes, driving. How come this isn't telling me what I'm doing here? Why is this taking so long? What's wrong with my phone?
Can Brian make it to Vegas?
Home to Las Vegas. It won't even come up here. Should I choose walking? Okay, come on. All right, there we go. Yeah, 17 hours. 1,100 miles.
That's a long trip.
It looks like there's a lot of, if I go that way, there's a lot of construction. I can do the 18-hour route, still construction. I would have to go the 19-hour, 50-minute route to avoid construction.
You better get on the road, brother.
I could probably do it, but...
You should fly to Los Angeles, Brian.
Fly to L.A. and are you going to drive with me? You want to go?
I'll meet you there?
No, you drive me there! You said fly to L.A.
Yeah, I don't live in L.A.
Well, I know. Well, that's right. You want to fly from, you want to fly if I get to the Bay Area?
Not what I meant. I said you fly to Los Angeles, and then it's a four-hour drive to Vegas.
Well, yeah, but then I got to pay for that. Let's see what the flight is from Seattle.
Then you got to get a rental car.
Does anyone care about this?
Probably not.
Okay. I'm doing it anyway. All right, if I leave on the 11th, and I come back on the 13th. Let's see what they charge me. $367. That's not bad, actually. That's better than going to Vegas. But it does say prices are high. I could do a $367 round trip to L.A.
and rent a car and drive to Vegas?
Oh, that's to San Francisco. Sorry. You'd have to drive me, Dom. Out of the question?
Let's just do Fun Friday.
What if I can get you in?
That's a long drive, man. That's 6 hours to just L.A.
That's easy! All right, let's see. Seattle to L.A. Actually, that's not... Oh, that's October. Let's try this one more time. 11th through the 13th. No, 11th. Oh, you stupid thing. God, why is this so hard? 11th through the 13th. All right. That would cost me $332, but then I'd have to rent a car. That's not going to work. I'll regret this someday, but what can you do? All right.
You guys, so we'll be here for Fun Friday tomorrow.
It does look like we'll be here for Fun Friday. If I'm not here, you'll know why. Let's put it that way. Okay? That means I jumped in the car and just started flying. All right. What are we doing? Dynamite?
Probably.
It's a good show, but weird. Kind of seems to happen a lot with all these shows, actually. So it opened up with Bryan Danielson announces the new commentator. So that was good. He did a good job on the show. They did immediately announce that on the show, keep in mind on Wednesday, we did the whole Dynamite lineup, and they had not announced as of 4 o'clock Eastern the Ops and Brodito versus the Young Bucks and the Death Riders.
That's a big match.
10 of the biggest names in the entire company. They could not advertise in advance. Because I don't know if you guys are aware of this or not, but this is really hard. So then we had Hangman and Josh Alexander, and they had a good match other than, you know, people nearly dying multiple times. I thought for sure someone was going to get killed. Alexander got dropped on his head twice, and then poor Rocky Romero was thrown off the apron but missed Lance Archer and splatted on the ground. And finally, Hangman hit the buckshot and won. And then Kyle Fletcher came out to cut a promo. And, you know, it's funny. People are defending this, saying that this is a stipulation, but the one later in the show was a verbal agreement. No, this was a verbal agreement as well. Hangman said, leave the Don Callis family in the back. I will give you a title shot if you promise to leave them in the back. And Kyle said, it won't make no difference. I will leave them in the back. And I will leave with the title at the pay-per-view. So they announced that at the pay-per-view. It is Hangman versus Fletcher, and Fletcher has agreed to leave everybody in the back. They immediately do a segment, actually it was a little bit later, where Ricochet challenges Shelton, let's leave everybody in the back. It'll just be you and me with nobody here. And literally... Ricochet's crew just came out and led directly to the finish. And then after doing that, they go immediately to an interview where Don Callis and Kyle Fletcher reiterate, we'll leave everybody in the back. I was like, how do you do this on the same show? How? How?
I would hope they have time to actually do a contract signing where it is pointed out that this has been added as an official legal stip.
I hope so. MJF vowed whatever Briscoe came up with, he would accept it. That's going to be announced on Saturday. We had clips of the Young Bucks heading into catering, and they're met by Moxley, who tells them, tonight, I need you guys to be the best tag team in the world. You're in the ECW arena. You guys need to do this. And so you know what? The 10-man tag is for $500,000. So, like, every person will win $100,000. And Moxley says, you guys win, $250 each. So he is giving away all of his money and the Death Riders' money if they can just win this match. Because his gimmick is he's a babyface motivator. But if they'd lost, he'd have killed him. We had Mercedes and Emi Sakura versus Riho and Alex Windsor. This match was all right, except for, of all people, Riho. She did not look good in this match. Very slow, very sloppy, and she's been at, I think she's had, like, this is the first match she's had in, like, a year, so hopefully she can get some ring time in or something before the pay-per-view, because she didn't look good in this match. She ended up tapping out Emi Sakura, of course, and that was the finish. FTR and Stokely briefly did a promo, and then they just started yelling and screaming and challenging fans to jump the rail. And when nobody did, Dax bonked into a camera guy and then beat up security and a cameraman. So I don't know why they're begging for somebody to jump the rail, but I don't know if this is a good idea. Because it just takes one wacko to jump that rail. And this actually happened years ago in WCW. They did this deal where fans kept jumping the rail, and it was like work, you know? It was like planted fans. But then, because these planted fans kept jumping the rail, like, shoot fans started jumping the rail. So, I don't recommend this, but we don't need to learn from the past. We had Ricochet and Shelton, which was a very good match, but as noted, out came the Gates of Agony, and Toa headbutted Shelton behind the referee's back. Ricochet rolled him up and pinned him, and then we had a big brawl. And for the record, Shelton did a job. MVP took a bump for Toa. Lashley did not sell one thing for Bishop Khan. Nothing for this guy.
Are they at least baby faces now?
I think they're baby faces. We had Tony Storm and Sky Blue in a hardcore match, which I actually thought was a really good match. You know, the fans were going wild for it. You had the chairs, you had the staple gun, you had the mouse traps, you had the chairs, you had an electric fly swatter, which Taz goes, what is that gimmick? And they explain, well, you know, it buzzes bugs. And he goes, we didn't have that in 1988 or 98. And then Sky ends up powerbombing her onto a trash can and went for the code blue. Tony avoided it. Chair shot, hip attack, Storm Zero on a chair, got the pin. Real good match. Very good match. And then the heels hit the ring to attack Tony. Statlander came out to make the save. But then Tekla laid out Tony with the spear. It is not Tony versus Tekla at the pay-per-view. It's still that four-way. But she laid her out. They announced the all-out tournament for the unified title. And then we had the Young Bucks and the Death Riders against the Ops and Brodito with $500,000 on the line. And you'll be stunned to hear, very good match. And the story at the end is everyone hits their big move, and then the Bucks tried the TK driver on Bandito. He thwarted it. But then Nick swept his legs, put his feet on the ropes. Matt held the feet on the ropes. The Bucks are now $500,000 richer. So the storyline is, well, now we got money again. Of course, they lost their EVP job. And so earlier they'd interviewed him about, you know, what are you going to do with the money? And Nick's all excited to go to the casino. So I'm hoping they do something where they, like, lose the money in 2 weeks doing something stupid, and then we're back to where we were. But right now they're all cocky. And then afterwards, the heels attack the baby faces. Darby comes out to make the save. But who should jump him? But Daniel Garcia. He's turned heel.
Another guy in a hood.
Another guy in a hood. And thank God, because it was time. We didn't need to drag this one out. And thankfully, they did it. And so the heels beat down Darby. And then in his big heel turn, he's supposed to do this curb stomp to Darby's head onto a chair. He puts the chair down, and he lifts the guy up, and he puts his foot on the back of his head. And then for reasons I cannot explain, he just missed by a mile. He just kicked him off to the side. And, like, Darby's looking one way, but then his head goes the other way. So I think he actually smashed his chin on the mat. And then he just lays there, and the crowd's like, what? And so Moxley ends up going up to the guy, and he's like, do it again. So he did it the right way the second time. So they got him in the end. Show was fine, but, you know, it was weird in spots. We'll see how it goes leading All Out. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824. Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance is joining us. I just got an email. WWE and Fandango, not the wrestler, the nation's leading online movie ticketer, turning up the heat on the big screen. Wrestlepalooza is coming to theaters. It'll be live in select theaters across the U.S. You can find a theater to experience the action live at 4 Pacific. I wonder if they have it around here. I don't think I'd go, but... theaters near you. Regal Everett Stadium 16, Galaxy Monroe, and Regal Auburn. Not sure I'd go to any of those places. Although, hey, if you go to Everett or Auburn, you can watch the pre-show on the theater as well. So, what do you think about that? All standard definition. Who wants to watch that? All right, anything else going on, Lance?
No, Impact Wrestling tonight, TNA. Access TV, TNA Plus, and Sportsnet 360 in Canada.
How about that? Looks like Everett's got 3 tickets sold so far. Wonder if WrestleTix is going to cover this one. And Monroe, Galaxy Monroe. Am I going to be talking about wanting to go to the movie theater like I'm talking about wanting to go to Vegas? Probably not. Monroe's got 0 tickets sold, so...
so good seats still available.
Good seats still available. And then who goes to Monroe? And then Auburn. Auburn's a little closer to Seattle. Oh, they've got a fair amount. They got 3 people that got the very first row of seats in front of the screen. So they have to look like this the whole time. Can you imagine? All right. We're out of here, everybody. Fun Friday tomorrow. You along for the ride, Lance?
I will be here as long as you don't drive to Vegas.
As long as I'm not along for the ride. That's right. All right, we're going to wrap it up. Brian Vinny Show tonight, AEW, NXT, only for subscribers, WrestlingObserver.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube. Sign up today, everybody. It's a lot of fun. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.